All right, next up we've got The Alleviators with A Start. Off the top, we've got a combination of Travis's pretty acoustic guitar accompanying Becca's intimate, pitch-perfect, close-miked, and slightly breathy voice. This is just an undeniably effective combination, and I like it quite a lot. When Travis's voice comes in and I realize this is going to be a duet, although I do feel like Travis's voice gets a bit lost when they sing together, like he's slightly buried beneath Becca's voice. But on the moments where you can hear them harmonizing together after they each sing their own verse, I think is quite compelling. Like, I really like that part of duets where, like, you know, one person sings one verse, one person sings another verse, they come together on the chorus. Like, I'm a sucker for the duet format, and I think overall this is great and well polished. There's some lines that caught my attention, like, "All these love songs I lied to write," which I thought was interesting. Like, I wrote love songs and I lied about my feelings in them. Yeah, I don't know. That's cool. I also quite like Travis when he rhymes affection, connection, and question. I don't know, just like some, just hammering me with some rhymes. Thank you. I like that. And, you know, there's also some halting sentences in the penultimate section, like, "I'm not saying you're dot, dot, dot. I'm sorry I'm dot, dot, dot. Not good at this part." Again, Travis's voice is just lost in this a little bit. Can I turn up Travis like 4 dB here, please? Other than that, yeah, I liked it. I like these kinds of duets, so I'm in.
I think this song is beautiful. The performances by the lead vocalists are just lovely. You know, like Chumpy mentioned, the abundance of triple rhymes in the verses are fabulous. And there's even sort of a quadruple rhyme with that "I tried, lied, right." And then there are other like cleverly placed rhymes that sort of surprise you throughout the song, like the guard, heart, far. I'm not going to say fart. The guard, heart, far, start reappears later with a part, start, and part. And I'm sure that's all intentional, but it doesn't feel calculated, you know. It feels organic and conversational. And I think it's just excellent work. It was very enjoyable every time it came up. I like the song a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, I liked it too. I mean, a big surprise on this one. But I mean, this is one where I feel like it might be worth getting into because I'm curious to know what you guys think about reviewing bands and artists that consistently put out high quality material. What do you find to say new about those artists? So like in this one, you know, there's like, it sounds like there's a fan going in the background at the start of this, but it doesn't bother me at all. It creates a nice little sense of space. You're just like, oh, these people are in that place, you know,
with a fan,
you know, with a fan. Yeah. And like, Becca's got her haunting vocal. And I'm like, oh, Becca's got her haunting vocal again. And you know, Travis and Becca are doing a duet again. And it's incredible again, you know, and it's like, what am I supposed to say that's going to be of any value to these guys where it's like, yeah, I like this stuff. I'm also a sucker for these duets or the breakup songs. Like I've heard more of the, oh, the relationship is falling apart, Alleviator songs. But those ones are also like, oh man, that was a great song. Like I think Bog, you know, a bit back. And you know, there's just, they're so good at this thing that I start to normalize it and be like, oh, well, you know, they could have done so much better than this, but this is their normal high level. Like, you know, what do you say?
You got to find some nitpicks. That fan has to outrage you.
Yes. Oh, man, how dare you have airflow?
And it's a great song, but compared to that excellent band Alleviators, this is mid-range.
Exactly. No. Compared to yourselves, very mid, guys. Come on. Another one about falling in love. Yeah,
exactly.
Clever rhymes and turns of phrase and emotional content. How dare you?
Yeah, this is only in the top five. You got to be in the top three to be... Yeah, no, it's we've mentioned this before where I think there's less to say about really good songs
Ryan, do you remember that one Alleviator song that had kind of a slightly discordant harmony? Like, they weren't on the same page on a harmony, and instead of being a consonant sound, it was like kind of a crunchy interval?
That rings some bells, yeah.
Well, I remember we just harped on it, and I think we were judges that year, and it was just like, oh, we found something. We have uncovered a flaw in their armor, and we were just like, that's terrible. That crunchy interval, so terrible.
Yes. Yeah. There's a part of their ankle, and it's
yeah,
weak.
It's like, you know, Sober, always putting out really high-quality stuff, you know, and I'll have some nice things to say about his stuff. You know, and like Glennie with his guitar harmonies, it's like just like, oh, another Glennie solo, and it's like incredible, you know, or whatever, another harmony. You know, it's like, how do you find something that's like going to be meaningful or even like original to say? So that's why I'm like, hey, listen to that fan. Nice job on the fan.
Get the torches.